Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Monday Night Rated Night. How about if I start over? Welcome, everybody. It's Monday night. Welcome to Rated G Radio. Tonight, we're going to have our returning guest, John Odlum, on the show. He's going to be talking about essentials, oils, and he's calling all the way from Connecticut. So he's staying up late to talk to you about things that are very important about health and wellness and all of that cool stuff that we got into a discussion last month. And at the end of the hour, I was like, I think there's like, you know, we've just scratched the surface. We haven't even gotten to anything fun or really exciting because there's so much more that we could actually go through. So he's agreed to come back to the show tonight and talk to us about what's going on in specifically essential oils. And I have some questions for him, and hopefully if you do too, you are welcome to call in for the next hour. We're live at 323-657-1493. That is the number that is on your computer screen there. And you can call in or ask a question in the Blog Talk chat room or on Facebook if you don't feel like calling in. Out of Georgia tonight, we're going to have Wesley listening in, and he says to say hello. So I want to send a big shout-out to Wesley right as the show is starting up tonight, and thanks for tuning in from your part of the country as well. But without further ado, let's get John welcomed back into the show. I need to get, like, an applause button or something like that. But, John, welcome back to Rated G Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well,
It's always good to be here.
It just opened up such a huge dialogue afterwards. I had people sending me notes, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, if you've got questions, talk to John. And so, of course, anything having to do with any type of technical expertise, I said, go to John if you want to know about hosting an internet radio show. I can do that for you, no problem. I want to start off by letting everybody know one of the new things that we're doing this month on the Blog Talk show for our guests like John is that we are putting some, I don't want to say specials, but we're going to put some Rated G Radio specials on the computer for you. So that way, as we're sitting here talking tonight, if you'd like to know more about what the guests are offering or how you can take advantage of special pricing that are afforded to you as a listener for the show, you can easily find that instead of sending me notes, which is always wonderful. Love it when you do, but I'd rather make sure that you have the information staring you right in the face. So on your computer screen, you'll have two different pictures coming through, one a picture of essential oils, and then a second one with John's contact information if you'd like to book a session with him. So phone number, email, all of that good stuff is there, but give him a call and then go ahead and book your appointment should you feel so compelled. And I think that you would be really finding it just absolutely fantastic to spend an hour with John talking about a variety of things. But in this case, we're talking essential oils tonight. So John, here's the first question that I have for you, and I kind of alluded to this right before the show. Last week on our show, we had Dr. Shannon Connor, who is an upper cervical care specialist. She's a doctor of chiropractor, and she does a lot of things holistically, and one of the interesting approaches that she takes is once she starts getting her patients' spines in alignment, she works on whatever imbalances they have in their body through, I think it's a Zyto scale or something like that, and it scans your body and does all this really cool stuff. And so our conversation last week was about how to stay well during cold and flu season. And one of the things that she brought up was Mediterranean oil of oregano as an essential oil. And I said, I've got to ask John about that on Monday when he's on the line. So, John, why would people be interested in oil of oregano as an essential oil?
Well, I can. There's lots. Oregano is hugely antiviral. And so this is the season when people get those viruses. If their immune system, but first and foremost, if you're normally healthy, you want to stay that way. So a lot of essential oil use is to keep your immune system healthy because every single, not just oregano, but every single essential oil, if they're pure, actually boosts your immune system and keep you stronger throughout the season. But oregano is amazing, especially if you are sick or to prevent both, because it's a huge antiviral, antimicrobial, antibacterial, essence, and it's powerful. And I've actually, I barely get sick, but if I do, I think the last time was probably 10 plus years ago, I had a stomach bug. It was one of those that people were out for 2-3 weeks. And
wow.
I had the beginnings of it, and I used oregano as one of the essences to help battle it out. And it actually took, I think I was sick for 24 hours. And I used that along with peppermint, basil, tarragon, a lot of essences to help the stomach. And it just took it right out. Within 24 hours, my fever broke. The next day I was tired, but I was no longer ill. So oregano is incredible for that. Works very aggressively and nicely with any kind of virus. So that's oregano, definitely. I mean, that's a great recommendation for this season.
So not to beleaguer the fact that it is going to be cold and flu season before we know it, what are some things that people can do with essential oils? You know, we've just talked about the oil of oregano. Are there others that
mm-hmm.
make either a nice pairing or are good just to kind of have on hand?
And how
do people use them?
Oregano is something, most oreganos are hot temperature-wise. So there's certain ways to apply. You definitely want to consult. I mean, if you have any questions about application, you can always let me know. But I actually apply them in a way of layering. So you would use a cooler temperature essence, a hot temperature essence, and then another cooler. It's kind of like a cold, hot, cold sandwich, if you will. And that way you can get the full medicinal properties of the oregano without burning your skin. But that's for oregano. Now, other ones that you could use to prevent and to help you stay healthy, lemon. Lemon is one of the highest antiviral essences. It's not expensive, and it's super... Everybody loves the smell of lemon, so it's really easy to deal with. And the only time you have to be careful with any citrus is in the summer. And if you think of all the citrus, most citruses are cold-pressed from the rinds, the outer rinds of the citrus, and that's where most of the essential oils lie. And so with lemon or any of these, during the summertime, if you're going to go sunning or tanning, and I know in Southern California it's sunny all year round, you just have to be aware that you could put them on the bottoms of your feet because they'll go into your bloodstream like we were talking about last month, and they'll go exactly where they need to go. So that way you're not putting it on exposed areas of your skin that you're going to be in the sun for, you know, long periods. But back east where I am, as the sun is going lower and lower and lower and it's getting darker and darker, it's not as much of a concern. And you can put them on, but you can actually put it in the water that you clean your countertops with, your, you know, bathrooms. It's hugely antiviral. I mean, they've put strep, staph, and some of these amazingly strong viruses, and it doesn't survive with lemon. And a lot of people
wow.
don't realize that. I bring it with me when I travel because, you know, those filters and the air filters, it's all recycled air. So if someone starts coughing up a lung, you're breathing in that air. And so even if you don't have the essence, you can take a lemon rind and rub it along that, like, filter, and that at least, you know, can kill some of that. But I always bring those on board and, you know, put them on me, put them on my hands, and it just helps you, you know, stave off that kind of a thing. But it smells great, and it keeps the air pure. If you have a diffuser, that's another great thing. In the winter, a lot of times people are kind of stuck inside and the house gets stuffy. And so all you need to do is get a diffuser, put a few drops in there, and diffuse it. There's different diffusers that, you know, depending on the size of the room you're dealing with. And you can go on Amazon.com. There's plenty right there. And basically just diffuse, and it actually puts the essence into the air and keeps your air purified.
So it's
so
a great alternative to the really spendy air, like Airwick or Glade or that crap doesn't do anything. This is actually something that's going to help you.
It doesn't do anything medicinally. No, what
right.
Glade does, and they're smart, is they know the sense of smell is a big sell. So a lot
mm-hmm.
of the companies take the parts of the scent. It's not like a pure essence, obviously. Everyone knows that, but and there's a lot of chemicals in there. So you don't want to be breathing in chemicals, hopefully. So lemon essence, it's just lemon. So, and you're just getting that, all the medicinal properties in the air. It's also really good for people with fat disorder. So any of the citruses, like this time of year as the sun goes down further and further, especially back east and in the north, it's actually really beneficial for depression, and that happens a lot. People start to get kind of sink in, and you go within anyway as the winter comes, but to keep you from going like and getting stuck, the citruses really have that. It's like that sunlight, you know, they hold that light. That's what fruit is, basically a big ball of juicy light. And it's all of that light. It feeds and creates this fruit. Photosynthesis for the plants, same difference, but it actually keeps you. And the reason you really should be aware of using it when you're out in the sun is because your skin mimics that photosensitivity. So you're absorbing more sunlight. So that actually can be very beneficial, absorbing more light. The chemistry of these actually boosts, you know, the brain chemistry so that you're not in that depressed state. So you get
okay.
the antidepressant, you get the antibacterial, antiviral. So, yes.
Next, okay, so my silly question of the day then is, could I get the same benefit of just eating lemons or limes or oranges or grapefruit or other citrus? Is that helpful in the same way, or is it completely different?
It's different in that it's not as concentrated of the medicine, because you're still dealing with the physical attributes, the fiber of the fruit. But when you cold press the rind, you're getting the actual medicine from that fruit. And it's just more concentrated. So medicinally speaking, it's not the same. It's great. I mean, you can do both. But that's why I said if you don't have an essence, at least you have the lemon rind. Always have lemon in your water or something, you know, to purify the water. And it also balances the pH in your system, which we know that if we're too acidic, we can get sick. I mean, that's where, to an extreme degree, that's where cancer. So all the citruses are also anti-turmeric, anti-cancer. So there's all of this preventative. And, you know, especially with this season coming, it's just everyone's looking to, you know, help themselves stay healthy. And if something does happen, these can really help you really get better quicker. And I've noticed that time and time again. And I know a lot of clients of mine, over the years, they just don't get sick. They're like, I don't get sick anymore. I used to get the flu every year. I used to get this. But they just, it's through daily usage, their system builds up resistance naturally to these viruses. So there's like a homeostasis, it's balance. And, you know, I'm actually doing a class on hyssop officinalis. It's a powerful antiviral tomorrow in Connecticut at my office. And that's another one. I mean, you could use hyssop for, they're using that for people, they were doing studies on the sarcoma, those cancers that come from HIV. And they were actually not getting sicker. They were actually getting better. They've used it. It has such high antiviral properties and immune system building properties that it's been shown to help people with HIV. I mean, this is how strong.
How come I've never heard of that before?
To not go into full-blown AIDS. Yeah, there's studies, and I'm actually going to tell you. I just lost the page it was on, but it actually has, there's a research paper study, let me see, it's a long, long name, but it was done in December of 1990, Kaplan, Freeman, and basically it inhibited, you can probably even just Google it, but a study done in December of 1990, and they actually, the extracts contain something called caffeic acid and unidentified tannins and possibly a third class of unidentified higher molecular weight compounds that exhibit strong anti-HIV activity and may be useful in the treatment of patients with AIDS. In other words, helping them to their immune system to bounce back as it, you know, gets weakened from that. So there's a huge, you know, and that's a heavy hitting thing, of course, as we all know, but so if you think it's doing that, if you're using them before you're sick, your immune system is building and building and building, and and it's not getting into this, you know, it's not going to fall to this. They used hyssop back in ancient times to stave off the plague, to stave off, like, spread of viruses. They used to have hyssop around sick rooms, you know, so that it would keep it from spreading, even leprosy, like, to keep that from spreading. So people use this, and they've been aware of the workings of the plants and how they work for a long, long time. And it's just since modern medicine where we kind of poo-poo it, you know, and now it's coming back, and people are looking for alternatives because more people are getting sick from over-medicating than anything else. So it's really, people are looking. They know something's wrong, and people's immune systems, the flus are getting stronger because viruses, just like anything else, just want to survive. And when they survive, they find ways. They've been around for millions of years. They know how to transmute, transform to survive. And so when we use these invasive antibiotics, the body, they actually have found that they can build a resistance to it because the antibiotics are very one note. They're actually not very smart. They go after one virus, they disregard your body, which everybody knows causes side effects of all kinds. A lot of people are actually more and more becoming allergic to things like penicillin, man-made penicillin. But mm-hmm. hyssop actually has a natural penicillin in it, a natural antibiotic that comes from its leaves. So there's like these things, and the difference being is that when you actually have something natural, your body recognizes it. Again, we talked about that last time where your body doesn't go into kind of a shock, a toxic shock. It actually, there's a communication going on with that intelligence of the plant, with the intelligence of your body. And when that happens, harmony takes place. And eventually, your health, your body, it's your body cheerleading your body. It comes in and starts, it's like, hey, you remember, you can do this. Come on. Let's boost the immune system. Let's get this stuff out. And it's instead of like the bully that comes in, like the bull in the china shop, and breaks through everything just to make a point, you know. And so these all are working with your body's chemistry to flush out toxins. Another amazing thing with that, since I'm talking about hyssop, it's helped a lot of my clients with high blood pressure and low blood pressure, especially with high blood pressure when it's a diuretic, which means, you know, it helps with edema and fluid retention, which mm-hmm. can contribute to high blood pressure. So there's all of these things going on. They're multitasking. So like while it's working on the blood pressure, if you have mood swings, it's working on that. If you have all this, you know, it's working many different angles at once to maintain balance.
So is this coming like a 5-gallon drum? Can you get this at Costco, or
if we can find a, it's like go to the farmers that, you know, they have a lot of it. Sure, you could just jump in.
So last month we talked about this, but for anybody who's just joining this discussion for the first time, can you refresh everybody on why it's important to buy quality essential oils if they're choosing to do that?
Yeah.
Versus buying you know, something off of a, you know, website for a dollar?
Yeah, it's really important. I mean, if you think of like fair trade or organic, you know that you pay a little bit more and you get what you pay for. Basically, it's really important to check the quality because it's like the food. Hopefully you care what you're putting in your body. That's the bottom line. You want to know where the food's coming from. And, you know, there's the whole GMO thing going on. People want to know what they're eating. You know, they want to have that free choice. And it's no different. You're putting these in your skin, and they go into your bloodstream. So if you're looking at things, and I'm sorry, like orchestra or things that are very well known over the counter that you find at the, you know, the local market the grocery store, those I guarantee are not medicinal grade. And there's so much adulteration and dilution going on that it's almost unrecognizable. I've seen a lot of it with like frankincense, birch, lavenders. A lot of people that come to me, they're like, oh, I'm allergic to lavender. And it's actually not even true. What they're allergic to is the chemicals that are usually laden with a little bit of lavender in it. So talking sprays and bathroom products and all of that stuff has a lot of chemicals in it, for the most part. And so what they were shocked was they could wear lavender, pure lavender essence every day and have no problem. It's because it's not the plant that most people are allergic
right.
to. It's usually the chemicals, the synthetics. And so, yeah, it's really important because, you know, again, aromatherapy has gained in popularity. People get it. You know, there's the companies like Glade, and there was Johnson & Johnson. There's all these places, the perfumeries, that actually jump on it because it's marketable. People smell something, and they want to buy it and those kinds of things. So they jump on this. And the more popular the scent, or if a medical discovery breaks ground, you know, tea tree was known for antifungal properties. It went through the roof. So there's lots of adulteration of tea tree. Same thing with, God, frankincense, huge. There's many, you know. Any little bit of research that gets out to the mainstream, then there's a public demand. And so people don't honor the actual plant chemistry, and they start to impose their own time structure on it because of the market needs it now. So let's just, you know, make some in the lab, put it in the bottle with a little bit of real frankincense, and here you go, $15. And it's actually, it's not frankincense. Or, you know, they'll mix lavenders together, and it actually changes the true chemistry, and you're not getting the full properties. A lot of people use blends, which are nice. They're nice smelling, but think of it this way. If you pick a few people and you're stuck in the same room with them, and that's it, the door's locked. And on top of it, you're told to act a certain way. So they're labeling certain blends a certain way. Like they put geranium, they put rose, they put this, they put that together. Over time, the chemistry starts to, it's almost like you got one arm tied behind your back, and there's the full expression of that medicine isn't able to come through. And so again, there's a lot of, it's about marketing. But if you want the medicinal properties, you really want to look to where they are getting it from. So if you can call up the company of any bottle you choose, call them up and ask them if they know their farmers personally. Do they know what they're doing? Do they know how they're farming? Are they using pesticides? Are they using chemicals? How are they harvesting them? How are they distilling the essences? Are they using chemicals? Are they taking parts out of it? Are they adding to it? If they don't know these questions, I wouldn't put it on your skin. It's as simple as that. You don't know. And it's very tricky. And there are times where Barry, actually the owner of Wisdom of the Earth, actually goes, he has a personal relationship with the farmers. He makes sure that they are full of integrity, no chemicals, none of that, and that they know what they're doing. They don't add or subtract anything from the plant, the distillation. It's just the water and the still and the plants, and they cook it to a certain temperature, and then the essences come out of the plant. When it cools, it separates from the water, and there it is. And they try to stay, he finds farmers who stay as much out of that process as possible. They don't tamper with it. And when he receives them from the farmers, he literally hand pours them when they're ready. So a lot of times, again, you get the more potent plant essence when you listen to the cycles of nature and you honor that. A lot of times, again, there's a deadline, so they won't distill a certain essence long enough, so that not all of the chemotypes have come out. And then they also will get the essence and then pour it right away. And there's an actual, much like wine or anything else, it needs to settle. There's an excitation phase. So Barry actually waits until they're ready. Sometimes it could be up to a few weeks, you know, before they're ready to be used and poured. But he honors the actual rhythm of the plant. And that's where you get the full personality, the full medicine of it. And that's why it's important. It's really, a lot of people don't realize how deep this goes. And that's why they usually just buy whatever. And your nose actually is the thing that knows the most. Once you train your nose, once you smell real essences and then you start to smell and compare, there's no comparison. You can tell. And so a lot of times in my courses, I teach people to smell, and I actually encourage them to go and smell as many different brands, as many different kinds as they can, because you train your nose that way. And I actually have heard from people, they said, you know, I actually smell more. I smell more, like, scents around. I never noticed my sense of smell before. And it starts to repair your olfactory sense. Like, I have a bloodhound nose. I can tell what you ate for breakfast yesterday when I walk in your house. It's like you start to really discern and you can smell. You know the old saying, I can smell fear on you?
Sure,
it's not
yeah.
that far off.
Wow.
The sense of smell is extremely powerful. You can almost, you know, there's people that can sense and smell, and it activates. And we have so many chemicals in our society that people are used to that smell. You know, when I walk by a perfume store, I can't take it. You know, it's so strong. But people walk around with that on like it's nothing because they're used to it. And I have a lot of clients, and I think I mentioned this last time, but it bears repeating because he used to work with wood varnish, and it was called Mineral Springs. And I would have them smell pine, which had some similar chemotypes in that chemical, in that product. And so he would actually smell it and smell his wood varnish. And he was like, oh, that's my favorite brand of wood varnish. I was like, that's cool, but let's keep smelling. Because that tells you something. He couldn't actually smell the pine, which is really interesting. So he smelled that first. And after a couple of sessions, he's like, oh, now I smell the pine. So over time,
starts
to repair. You see what I'm saying? So you can actually smell something. So what's happening with all the chemicals is our sense of smell is like dying. Like we can't tell what we're smelling anymore. So it's really actually so important to get your nose back. And I've noticed that like people are really smelling things and they're starting to notice. They're like, because these at first for some people are very strong. They're like, wow, that's powerful. I'm like, yeah, it's alive. Smell again. And that's why they can trigger emotions on a dime. They can, I have people that smell them, it goes right to the limbic system of the brain and can retrieve emotions, memories very quickly. That's the whole purpose. And, you know, the belief work that we do, like, that we've done, when I'm having people connect to their subconscious, once they have it, like, they come in with an intention, I want to change the fact that I attract the wrong people. Like, for example, and it will be like, okay, that's your intention to find out why. So they'll smell an essence that they choose, that they're drawn to. And I just simply ask them, I say, what's going through your mind as you smell this? You know, we've forgotten how to trust our senses. So again, these start to reignite that. Like, your senses actually pick up on things a lot more than what we are taught to realize. And I had a woman who came in, and she said, oh, yeah, I attract the wrong men. You know, she was successful, beautiful, there's no reason. But there was a reason. It was inside her subconscious from an abusive father, an emotionally abusive father. She picked an essence that happened to be mugwort. Mugwort is a huge energy mover, and it can illuminate things very quickly. So I had her smell it, and she made the worst, like, stink face. She was like, oh, God. And I said, well, if you go back to that first initial reaction when you smelled the mugwort, what crossed your mind first? And she said, well, my father's face crossed my mind. And I was like, and I just looked at her. I was like, do you want to go there? And she was like, oh, my God. Okay. And so we did. And we went there, and there were some really ugly beliefs there. And we cleared them. And that's what mugwort did. It was like flashed, it like shined the light right to where it needed to, because she set an intention specifically to clear this pattern. She didn't want to attract these people anymore. Mugwort heard it, adapted to meet her needs, and when she smelled using her sense of smell, it activated the correct memory, the sense memory. And it was really quick. And so that's how these work. They're, as you smell them in, you know, people often ask, what's better, smelling, putting them on? I'm like, well, all the above. But when you smell it, it's like you're introduced to to them, and they introduce themselves, and they go right to work. They go right to what is needed to be brought up, to be cleared, healed, whatever it is that's out of balance, they bring it right up. So that's why I say pay attention, because when you smell these things that are pure, they're talking to you through your senses. A lot of people miss that, and that's why I love teaching this, and I see people get it. They're like, oh, my God, it's really simple. I smell it and listen. I'm like, exactly. You know, people think too much, and our brains are great, but they're overused. Our senses are underused, and hopefully that's going to turn around as we go along here, but yeah.
So we've had a lot of information in the last 10 or 15 minutes here, John. Can you tell me about some of the certifications and the training that you have undertaken over the years to become such an expert in what you're talking about tonight?
Yeah, a lot of it is direct experience, but I went to, it's through Wisdom of the Earth, and I studied and I've taken many courses with him. He's my mentor. And I've read many books, and I've gone to France and studied distillation and learned the process with farmers, and I've been working with them directly. And my own personal experience, Garrett, really is I've healed myself with them. I am a walking example, and hundreds of people that I work with, I've seen lives change. You know, so there's the background of the studying under my mentorship and then putting it to use and seeing people's lives change and people get better. So over the last 15 years, it's been life-changing, you know. And so in the course that I teach is basically a 3-day certification course that once you take it, you are able to audit it, meaning take it over for free, because you can't possibly learn everything in one weekend. So people do. People have taken it 10, 12 times over, and it's different every time because, again, these essences, when there's different people in the room, they have a different set of stories, different energy, different background, and they adapt differently to every single person. So you learn different ways that the plants heal. I learn every day. Every client that comes in, they change. They adapt because we are always changing, and they do the same thing. And so they're always showing me when I teach meditation classes. It's amazing what comes through because they're actually showing me through my senses, and they're showing these people just more about themselves. The ironic thing is I've noticed is that through working with these plant essences, they're teaching people how to become more human again. And because they don't have the blockages we do in our minds, like the ego blockages and the fears, they just know how to thrive. They know how to open up to life. And, you know, we are still working on that. We're still trying to figure that one out. And I found these to be the best teachers because they're in this world with us, first of all, breathing us in, literally, as we breathe them in, they breathe us in too. It's a symbiotic relationship. It's a very intimate relationship. Without them, we wouldn't be here, quite simply. So they know us, and they want to help us. It's that simple. And so why wouldn't we listen to that? And I've been listening to it for the last 15 years. I used to have panic attacks. I used to have depression. I used to have all sorts of issues, and I don't deal with that anymore. And I really, it's because I've worked with these, and the wisdom that comes from them has unlocked the wisdom that's inside myself. And it's inside of every single person. That's the point, is we all have an incredible amount of power and purpose that's waiting to really come out and really to express, because that's better for the whole. If everybody's living their purpose, we're good, you know. And so the plants, if you look, if they're untampered, they know how to survive in any ecosystem that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
They work with each other. They know how to create a perfect ecosystem. And we're still working on working with each other without killing each other. So there's just, it's there, the intelligence from the plants, it comes in, yes, they have lots of chemistry, physical tangible chemistry that can help you on a physical level, but they're working on your emotional and energetic level as well, all at the same time, because it's all connected. So that's why I do that belief work with them, because people's beliefs get in the way. You know, you've seen that firsthand.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's
totally.
Yeah, so this is a lot of the information has come from the plants on how to do this work that I do in meditation with them.
When you get ready, because you talked about doing some workshops where you do a weekend, and is it like a certification?
Yes.
Or okay? So,
it is a certification. I actually give continuing ed credits to licensed massage therapists as well, and it's an incredible healing tool. And so it's something I have people that come to teach to take the class. It's for their own personal use, or for their family, or for their work. I have a lot of nurses, a lot of different therapists, even. Lots of different walks of life that want it, something to help, you know, people more. And so it's a great, it literally can help enhance any gift that you have, any work that you're doing. I have lawyers that you bring them into the office when they have a tough case, and they say it helps every time. It helps their client, it helps them focus, it brings in a better energy. So there's many ways that they can help, but they'll adapt. Again, they'll adapt to whatever your needs are. So I've seen every kind of walk of life use them, and they can, they are, again, like I use them in everything that I do. So so the certification course gets you to the point where you're comfortable using them. You're comfortable on how to choose them. And that's where I teach people practicing how to listen, you know. Go up there and set an intention. Most people don't trust that when you put something out there, the universe is listening, you know, and so are the plants. Everybody's listening. Most people don't believe that. They say, oh, it's useless. And so that means that you're not powerful, and I have to say that's the opposite. What you put out there, you're getting every day, whether you are aware of it or not. And so I teach people how to communicate and how to listen to what the plants are saying through their senses. So it's a very grounded process. So when they go up and they set an intention, it's as simple as who could help me with this client today. And at that point in listening, it's like as simple as when you go to the store and you see the perfect outfit and you're just drawn to it. It's like that. And they literally just pick the right essence. And maybe they're questioning themselves at first, maybe they're thinking they're making it all up. But when they start working on their client, they realize it's exactly the one that was needed. Why? Because they stepped enough out of the way to listen to the answer to their question. And the plants are always there. I've never seen them not answer, ever. And it's been really interesting to watch. People's eyes light up. They go, wow. That was really kind of easy. I'm like, it is easy. You have to just listen. And then what it does in that process is it brings up the trust. It brings up your own self-doubt. It brings up all of that stuff. But in our society, are we really taught to trust our intuition? Absolutely
no.
Not.
Yeah.
Not on a whole. No.
And
so
not trust
it's a
plants.
Foreign concept. Yeah. So it actually is like going back to basics here. Trust your intuition first, then check it out. And so I have all these reference guides. I have a lot of information for them to take home. And there's a lot of information throughout the weekend. But what they do, what I focus on is that communication first. Trust what you're feeling first, and then look up why Lemon was calling for you, for your client. And they look it up and they go, and something will stand out. In the literature, it'll be like, oh my God, they talked about having depression, or they talked about having this. That's really interesting. So it starts that kind of validation of your intuition, of your senses again. And that's really the key of this work. And so a lot of my students will come back and take it again and again and again, because you never can stop learning. I'm learning every single day. Every single day, it doesn't stop. Yeah.
So
the course is 3 days, 3 full days. And
wow. Okay.
You get a certification through Wisdom of the Earth. And if you're LMT, you get 24 CEUs. And then again, you get a certificate through them. And once you get that, then you can get discounts on the oils and you can actually take the course for free. Once you finish the course, you write a short paper on an essence of your choice. And that is a great process, too, because people start learning more. It's a whole process that they go through. I've had people, there was one paper I remember, it was a case study. She used Mexican lime, which is actually one of the essences shown to help with ADHD and ADD, and her child had it, and he was had behavioral issues because of it, and she took Polaroids at the start of every month. Or every week, and she'd take one, and he'd be using Mexican lime every day. And then she had notes from the teachers after 3 months. His behavior has improved dramatically, like what's going on, and he looked different. You know, it
really?
It was
wow.
Amazing. Yep, so she did her own little case study. I've had many papers like that. So papers where they tell of their own heartfelt connection to the plant. That's the big key here, especially with the wisdom of the earth essences. Like, if that is first, you know, listen to what they have to say first. And in that process, you free up yourself. You start to really trust your intuition again. And when you start to realize that your body is telling you what you need all the time, you're not going to give your power away as much to people that tell you, you got to take this, you got to take that. It's like, no, maybe you don't have to. Maybe if you listen to what your body is telling you and your senses are telling you, you might get a different answer. And that's taking your power back. So there's a lot going on with these. And I've seen people literally change their lives, change what's going on. Because when you actually choose to step into the field of energy of the plants and listen to them through your senses, really listen to them, you will not see the world the same way. You just won't, because they see from a very different lens. And what I always say is the more present you become, the more you see. Most people walk around with blinders on to some degree, or a certain, you know, and we talked about this with the beliefs.
Sure.
Like, if you have certain limited beliefs, you have a limited vision. You see only what you can program to see. If you clear those, it starts to change. You see more possibilities. You see more expansion. You see things that you hadn't noticed before, you know? And it's like that gratitude. You start to really start to see who you are, what you're made of, and what you're supposed to be doing with your life, what you're called to do. And instead of saying, oh, I can't, you're like, well, maybe I can. and that's healing. You know, your body physically can heal if you get out of the way, sometimes instantly. But that's the process, you know, because we have these beliefs. We have this mind. We have these emotions. We have our pasts. We have all this stuff going on. And it's just trying to really get back to balance with all of that. You know, Hitsa, for instance, is all about emotionally forgiveness. Forgiveness, when you truly forgive, you are letting go of what was holding you back. And so if you think of that energetically, that's everyone can relate to that. Think of what that can do to your body physically. If you don't forgive, it allows you to stay in a pattern. It can eventually make you sick.
Oh, sure.
Think of what those patterns are energetic viruses. And what is hyssop? Antiviral. On a physical level. So on a physical level, it's working on the actual chemistry in your body. On an energetic, emotional level, it's working on the viruses that plague our spirit. Forgiveness, resentment. So they're working on all of these levels at once. And that's why people's stuff comes up sometimes, or they're immediately triggered, because it's like a strong personality. Like, we all have these people that when you walk in a room with someone and you're like, oh, you know, they poke your button. They just hit you the right way. And they can actually do that in a positive, and also you can get your stuff come up. You know, like that woman with the mugwort. She was like,
yep.
Oh, our dad, boom. And it's not pleasant, But what Wyatt came up and the intelligence of Mugwort knew, that's the issue. That's the real problem. If she wants to, truly her intention was to have a better relationship with men, that's the problem. And so it went right to it. It didn't waste time. It didn't beat around the bush for 30 years talking about miscellaneous distractions. It went right to the source. You know, a lot of times it's like you can be in therapy for 30 years talking about mom and dad or whatever and not get to the real issue, that the plants are like, well, this is what's going on, so here you go. And they present it to you. And I see it time and time again.
Okay, my next question for you is, and we've talked about this before, I just kind of need a kind of a refresher here. You said that, you know, people taking your classes just go and, like, pick out an essential oil, and it's a matter of trusting. So if I had, like, and this is kind of a hypothetical question, but not really.
Yes.
So if I had, like, you know, 10 or 12 essential oils lined up in front of me, I'm going to ask two questions. The first question is, if when you have people go up and, like, pick an essential oil and say, okay, just trust it, whatever, do you have them smell it or just look at the bottle? Or what's how do they decide that that's the one I'm going to pick?
That's a good question, and they ask that actually all the time. They said, should I smell it? Should I look at it? And I said, no, because then your mind starts kicking in. And then you start questioning, and you start analyzing immediately. So what I have them do is literally first close their eyes, set that intention. So you just... like, if there's something specific, great. If it's just the simple intention of who would like to work with me today, you know, something, whatever comes through, but you set that intention. And, for instance, I'll give an example of the belief work. When I have a client go up and choose an essence, there's a specific intention here. It's like, okay, I have anxiety every day of my life. Who can help me with that? And then when you ask that question, sometimes if it's easier, if they're very analytical, keep your eyes closed and just let your hand go wherever you are guided to go. And you will get a sense. Some people feel a warmth. Some people feel like a pull. Some people just do it. Some people are just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to grab. And even that, see, they know each one of our thought processes, and you'll always pick the right one because they know where you're coming from. That's the most amazing thing, and it's hard to kind of grasp that, but it works every time. Every person picks one, they're like, oh my God, this one worked. And it's like when I first saw the shaman, like, picking out of all these oils and herbs, out of hundreds of them, he was picking the right ones, and the people were healing left and right. I was like, how the heck did you choose the right ones out of all of those? How do you know what, you know, you get overwhelmed. You're like, how do you know? And it's like, he looked at me funny, and he's like, John, I ask the plants. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and that's when they taught me, you know, it's through the senses. It's like, trust what you're feeling. It's like, we don't question it when we see a nice shirt and we're like, oh, look at that. That's perfect for me. You go and you touch it and done, you know, it's the same thing. So I tell people in a way that's just the less thought, the better, so that they can get out of their way and just grab one. And explore. And a lot of people get into, well, it's the wrong one. I don't know what I'm doing. And it's like, it doesn't matter. Actually, I have people in the beginning of the class choose before I even really get into the class. And they're like, what? So I'm like, go for it. It's fun. Try it. And it's like, so that way they can start to realize it's not make or break time. Like, you literally can't go wrong here. So just try it. And it's
okay.
An exploration, and it takes practice. It takes practice like anything else. It's like, again, we're not taught to trust that. So that's why we do a lot, like almost two days of practicing. Like, we do it over and over again until they get really comfortable with it.
Okay, so my next question is, after, you know, you say just pick one, what if I've got that 10 or 12 bottles of essential oil, and I agree to close my eyes and just kind of concentrate on my intent?
Yeah.
What if I've got, like, you know, 10 or 12 different intentions? Is it okay to, you know, pick 10 or 12 different essential oils, or should I just, like, you know, okay, Garrett, you get one for
no,
the day, and that's it?
Well, you can have as many intentions as you want, but if you have a lot of intentions, I would simply hone the question to who would like to work with me in this moment.
Okay.
It's the easiest solution to that. Who would like to work with me in this moment?
And when you're saying who would like to work with me in this moment, you're really talking about which essential oil.
You're standing in front of those plants. You're saying, so you're starting that inner dialogue there. And literally, I say that because it's just it's an easy way for you to decipher what you're putting out there. So you make a specific request. So the request is simply, who can help me in this moment, in my highest and best good? Yep. And then you let go. Once you put it out there, that's where the magic happens, because that's where most people just don't receive. They're like, oh, well, it's not going to work, and they stop. But in that part where you put it out there, I'm telling you, you're being heard. Most people don't believe they're heard, but you are heard. And so then the plants specifically speak through your senses. So that's why you just, you know, some people actually will hear the name of a plant after they say that. Some people will be drawn. Some people will just know where to go. Some people just kind of, you know, feel their way through it. But it's the less thought, the better. And it's very interesting. There's always a lesson. There's always something to be learned when you do that.
And do you find that, do people ever go overboard, or is this, you know, are most people that, because
yes.
I'm the type of person that says,
yes.
I want every single one, because I will find a use for every, and you're going like, you're, you know, just simmer down.
And there's a lesson in that, Garrett. There's a lesson in that. Like, yes, you can go like, okay, I'm going to pick every single one. And, okay, so the question would be why? You know, so so that's why I'm saying there's no wrong. You can do that, but in that process, you're going to start to fine-tune how you're going to discern better after some time. I work with people and they do that. They're like, oh, my God, I want to do everything I want to do. I'm like, let's talk about that. What is this all or nothing thing? You know, like what? So there's this whole piece that they're working with you on that even as you go through that process. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, that totally
makes
sense. It's like going to the store and saying, I need one in every color, but then you only really wear two and you get 12.
Yes. And then you learn. You're like, okay, well, I can kind of downsize that. I don't need to go nuts, you know. Yeah. It's very similar to that. You don't have to, like, you know, you don't have to do that, but I'm not going to say don't do that, because maybe that very process helps you learn, helps you move through that. I've seen people do that, and it doesn't usually take very long, but they're most people, they have their own process, but there's that, you get through that questioning. The bridge between surrendering to receive and where your mind goes, wait, I got to do this, I got to do that, you know, and that's actually a gift. The more you practice, you start to see where your mind gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a gift in itself. So the process of this is like a very good meditation. It's a good way of kind of stepping outside yourself for a moment to see what's going on.
Well, I love it because you know me. Yeah. I mean, I put my mind in everything. That's my, in our private conversations outside of here, it's like, Garrett, you know, this is your mind. It's just like getting in the way, you know, okay, we'll fix that. But it's just, that's it. It's getting in the way. Like, learning something
it
new
happens,
every day. Not,
it's,
you know, yeah.
It happens, but I know, but the essential oils are definitely helpful with that process. And literally, it's like anything else. It's a practice. It's an exploration. It's something that if you do it, you get better at it. And it's that simple. And a lot of people, clients especially, will be like, why aren't you choosing the oil? And of course, I'll help them along if there's something specific going on, but the whole process is about them taking their power back. Who wants to have someone tell them how they're going to heal? It's not in their highest good. What any real healer would do is they're facilitating. Like, I am like a messenger for those plants, to guide them to connect, you know, and to connect to their own process. It's not about me telling you what to do. It's about you realizing you know what to do. So remember that. Remember that you know exactly what's best for you, but we have not been told this. And it's not true. every person has that key inside their body, and the plants know this, and they go right for it. And they clear, they bring those things up that are in the way of that, better than I've seen anything. And they will do that because it's from a loving place. It's just they want to see you better. It's like, if you're better, the world's better. It's very simple, but it's profound changes can take place there when someone gets that. They can make radical shifts and start to attract different things in their lives, and you know, relationships and family relationships. I mean, I've seen things happen that are mind-blowing. There's so many things that have happened with people and changes and healings and awakenings that it really humbles me. I am blown away by, like, the power that they have and I'm blown away by the power that every person has. You know, it lies inside of all of us, and the plants just know how to, they're very good at unlocking that key, you know, and just helping us to find that.
Well,
and that's the real healing. That's the real healing, because then you start to restore balance and harmony, and it trickles down into everything.
And I think that's one of the things that I don't want to say I struggle with, because I'm going to tell you, the first time that I talked to you about your theta energy work that you do, I was the biggest doubting mm-hmm. Thomas in the world. And then, you know, you
yep.
slowly opened my eyes to, like, essential oils and other. So, I mean, I believe in what you do. I know that there's nobody more capable than yourself. And the other, you know, the other people I've referred to you have said the same thing. Oh, my God, John's amazing. But the thing about essential oils is that I just am fascinated by it, and I still don't understand it. So this is why I love having you come on and talk about this, is
mm-hmm.
that it really is the plants that is saying to us, okay, you want to get better? Okay, let's get better. Just, you know, pick us out, and we're going to take care of it. And that
mm-hmm.
goes against every common sense thing that we've been taught to be
yeah.
To brought up, and it's typically by Western medicine and pharmaceutical companies. And I know you're not advocating anything, you know, saying about anything, but
no,
you know,
no.
the truth out there is that the pharmaceutical companies are there to make money, and they make a lot of money by saying, well, you need our purple pill versus an essential oil or an alternative treatment that would be much more effective and less, you know.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid, and they know this too. I mean, it's nothing new. The pills are taken because a lot of people were not taught that it's okay to have negative feelings from time to time. All of these feelings, and I've told you this in our sessions, feelings that are negative, feelings that are positive, they're equal in weight. They all give us information about ourselves. It's that dashboard light that goes off from our mind and our body telling us to take a look. What's happening? But what happens is we're taught to fear these things. And so people get afraid, and they're like, something's wrong. And they're like, yes, take this pill. It will be better. What's easier? Not to look. But I'm telling you, what in the long run, it's much easier for your health and well-being to take that look. Because in the long run, you will have your power back and be much more clear and much happier, because you actually will know more about yourself. When I had depression, I was like, oh, I fought it tooth and nail. I was affirming myself to death. I was saying this. I was pushing my way through the depression. I'm like, no, I'm better than this. And I realized, wait a minute, this depression isn't going anywhere. I was on Prozac. I was doing this. And I'm like, all right, depression. I did an about face, and I said, show me what you got. Bring it. Show me what you are trying to show me, because I've had enough. And it was the best thing I did. And you know what? The more I looked dead on in the face of that pain that I was feeling, the less I felt the pain. There was no more need, because it was just trying to tell me something and wanted me to pay attention. Once
mm-hmm.
I started paying attention, the pain lessened. It's as simple as that. And that's the same thing. It's not scary to look inside. It seems that way. We're taught that. We're taught that, ooh, we can't feel these things, it's bad to be angry, whatever it may be, but it's not true. It's as natural as breathing. All of these emotions we have are human. Deal with them head on, and you're better off.
And with that, John, we are out of time.
Yeah.
So real quick, can I have you give a quick plug for your center and how people can get in contact with you and all that good stuff?
Yeah, True Elements. If you're on Facebook, you can go on to True Elements. It's TRU Elements, and you can like the page. There's information there. And also the website, www.true-elements.com. All classes, the descriptions, and everything like that. And soon the shop will have all the essence for sale online. That'll be coming up in the next few weeks. And pretty much that is it. There,
right,
you can
on.
Find all the info you need there.
Well, have a great class tomorrow, and I can't wait to have
you
back. We're going to figure out, I'll sit and ask you to talk about essential oils another 12 times, but I'm sure that there's other stuff that you might want to give the listeners a shout out about. Okay, we'll figure that out, but have a great class tomorrow, and then I'm going to send you a note with my wish list of things that I think that I want to try out. So I appreciate you coming on the show again.
Good. Thank you.
And we will see you live tomorrow night. Now, tomorrow night, everybody, it's Tarot Jeff. Wednesday, it's author Darlene Quinn. We're going to be talking about her novel, Unpredictable Webs, which I'm still reading. I'll be reading in bed tonight. Thursday is John Weisskopf, a Hollywood screenwriter, and then Friday is musician C.G. Reich with a special start time of 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West for our Friday night dance party. With that, everybody, thanks so much and have a terrific night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.